I saw a lot of people anointed with oil that it never worked. In fact, after I got this lady Judy healed in Corpus, her good friend was a Catholic, and he was, had a big church down in the Bryan College Station, and he asked me to come speak in his church. I went down there, and I spent all afternoon teaching them these principles. 4 or 5 hours I talked in that church, and when it was over, he came up and said, I want to make a statement to start off before you pray for anybody. He said, we believe in anointing with oil and praying for the sick in this church. And we have anointed with oil and prayed for many one, but we ain't never seen nobody healed to this day. But he said, today I learned why. He said, I always use James 5:14, and then I say, Lord, if it be your will you heal this person? And he said, he never does. But he said, I won't never say that again. Never. Obviously, it's his will. Is that what he said? Did you see anywhere in those two verses he said that if it be my will for you, I'll heal you? He said, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith, not the prayer of unbelief, but the prayer of faith, shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he's committed sins, the Lord shall forgive him. You just can't get no clearer than that. So if there anybody does get sick in the church, they got this awesome promise to stand on, don't they? Yes. I mean, so nobody in the church should be sick. Nobody should have to go to a doctor in the church. I mean, even if you've got a sin, and the sin's what made you sick. Well, I mean, if you come in and you're sick, all you got to do is come down to your pastor, if he's a believing pastor, and say, Pastor, I need to be anointed with oil, and I need to be prayed over. I seem to have this runny nose or this flu, and I just can't get rid of it. Or I got this pain in my back. I don't know what I might have done. But will you have some of the men come up and anoint me with oil and pray the prayer of faith over me? I mean, could we get them healed? Sure, the Word says it. But when we do it, what do we have to do it in? Faith. When we do it in faith, God always shows up. So when you pray over people, you don't never do nothing except in faith. You know, when you get to where you can just walk in somewhere, Jeff, and somebody's sick, you get great faith. You walk over and say, hey, what's wrong with you? You got that runny nose and flu? Yeah. Don't get too close to me. Oh, I'm immune to that stuff. I'm walking obedience to the Word. That devil can't touch me. In fact, you feel that hand on your shoulder? The anointing power of God's in that hand. He told me to lay that hand on you. He told me to lay hands on you. I'm going to put both of them on you. Ooh, he said, you're healed. You can't help it. It's done. God told me to do this. You're healed. Praise God. The guy said, that's the nuttiest man I've ever seen in my life. Be just like that great big old electrician one day. I was down there. We had a great big walk-in cooler was building. I walked out on the job site, and all these guys was cussing. I walked out there, and I said, good morning, guys. How are y'all doing? Oh, well, we're doing okay. One of them said, I said, look, this great big tall electrician there looked like he weighed 250, had his hard hat on. I said, how about you, son? How you doing? Oh, he said, Mr. Scrivener, I just get better to die. I said, oh, you're sick this morning, huh? Yeah. I said, get over here. What? I said, you big lug, get over here and take your hat off. What are you going to do? I said, I'm going to pray for you. I said, you a Christian? No. I said, get over here. Jesus loves you anyway, you big lug. I reached up and told him, I said, in the name of Jesus, Lord, heal him. I said, thank you, Lord, it's done. Everybody's watching. Everybody. I said, you heal, guarantee it. I just walked on off, left him. Went to my office. About an hour, there's a man come, knocked on my door, looked in the glass. It was that electrician. I said, come on in. Opened the door and he said, Mr. Scrivener, where do you go to church? I said, I go to First Baptist Church in Justin. Why? He said, I ain't never seen nothing like this. I said, what do you mean? He said, I felt so awful when I come to work. I thought I'd die before the day is over. He said, you did what you did and walked off, and all of a sudden, I don't have a pain or a symptom or nothing. He said, I feel like a brand new man. What'd God tell you to do? Lay hands on the sick, and what'll he do? He'll heal them. Unbelievers are the easiest one to get healed. They don't have to have faith. God uses your faith. Isn't that wonderful? You don't have to train them. Just pray for them. You don't even have to pray for them. He didn't even tell you had to pray for them, did he? What did he tell you to do? Lay hands on them. Is that difficult? No, that ain't hard at all. You just walk by and somebody's sick, say, touch them as you go by. Be healed in the name of Jesus. The guy said, what are you doing to me? You'll see. I mean, just life's fun when you start living in the kingdom. It really is. Life is fun. You start praying for people. I mean, I know that Pat, her and Wally don't come here anymore, but Pat, when she got a hold of this, she's walking down the steps over there where she walks from Dallas, works one day, and there's a little Spanish woman coming down the steps, and she is having trouble, and Pat said, I said, what's wrong? Oh, she said, I'm so sick and I hurt. Pat said, well, you know Jesus? No. He said, well, Jesus knows you. He loves you. In fact, he told me to lay my hands on you and pray for you, and he'll heal you. She said, what? Pat just reached up and touched her. Be healed in the name of Jesus. And God instantly healed that woman right there. And Pat gave us that testimony. She said, that little woman was on fire. And don't you think it's time we start doing what the King told us to do? I love seeing the King do these wonderful things for his people. I mean, it's wonderful to see God show up for you. But this is what the kingdom is supposed to be all about. He said, pray that the kingdom would come to the earth. Is that what he said? Amen. Let your kingdom come, Lord, to the earth. That's what he wants. He wants us to walk in these great and awesome promises that he put in here. Now then, is any sick among you? Now, if you're a Christian, he's talking here to a Christian. If you're sick and you're among the believers, call for the elders of the church and let them pray over you and anoint you with oil. And when they pray for you, that's like this preacher up in this little Baptist church in Oklahoma. I mean, he's a Baptist, Southern Baptist, and he didn't really believe these things, but there was a woman in his church that had breast cancer, and she came to him and said, I don't want to be cut on. God made me a promise right there in James 5:14 and 15. She said, I want the elders to come up and pray over me, and I'm going to be healed when they pray over me. Now, do you hear any faith in that woman? They said they had to go out and buy a bottle of oil because they didn't have none. And next Sunday, they prayed for her. And she said, I guarantee God made me that promise. I'm going to be healed when you guys pray for me. There might not have been a single man in that place in that Baptist church prayed in faith. But that woman believed the word. And guess who got healed? She did. That's exactly right. She got healed. God healed that woman. Now then, I mean, does he honor faith? Yeah. The prayer of faith will save the sick. Now, it can be your faith or their faith or both of your faith. And if all of you are in faith, well, if all of you are in faith and all of you are walking in obedience to the word, you ain't sick in the first place. You're not going to be sick. And that's the beautiful part about it, because God has promised under the old covenant over and over and over that if we obey him, how much sickness will he take away? Well, if he takes away all, that means you don't have any, right? That means no cold, no runny nose, no nothing. Is that what he said? How would you like to walk the next rest of your life without a single cold, flu, or runny nose, or nothing? I'd love. It's fun. It's fun. And if God no respect to your persons, all you got to do is obey. Is that what he said? And he'd do what he said. He's pretty awesome. Now then, let's go to this scripture in Matthew 8:16 and 17. Now I want you to see what the Lord says here. In Matthew 8:16 and 17, when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that was sick. So how many does Jesus want to heal?
All.
You know, he don't want, I mean, so many people today say, you know, Jesus don't heal all. He just heals who he wants to. Now, the reason we just see this kind of sparsely is because we don't have any faith. Now, if we get a bunch of people over here to pray for somebody and there's not any faith there, what's going to happen? Nothing. That's right, nothing. But you get one little guy or one little girl that's got great faith. What can you see God do, young lady? Amen. Do you know the King said, if two of you on earth, Matthew 18:19, if just two of you, and the two of you married always together, there's no limitation what you two can get from God if you walk in obedience to his word. Now, that's a secret. Yeah, you got to walk in obedience to his word. Let's go to Matthew 8:14. Let's read this right here. And that it might be fulfilled, verse 17, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself, Jesus, took our infirmities and bare our sickness. Amen. You know, if Jesus took my infirmities and bare my sickness, I've decided just to let Him have it. Is that right? Ain't no use me and Him both. If He, as big as He is, took my sickness, ain't no use me and Him both being sick. So when I got a hold of that, I said, oh, Lord, You took my sickness, You took my infirmities and bore my sickness. I am not going to be sick no more. But you got to believe that by faith. You got to believe that. Now then, that great promise that He made us in Matthew 18:19. Let's go to that great promise under the new covenant. Now, this is the one I used to get the warts off and the scars off of Philip. This one right here. Whenever he is so covered with warts and scars. And that little boy, when he was 11, he had hundreds of warts and scars. I mean, hundreds of them. And again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. This book is so full of these wonderful promises. Why is it we don't believe Him? I mean, whenever you hear me teaching God's Word, like they say, you will either love me or you will hate me. There's no in between. Because number one, I'm going to confront your sin. And if you like your sin, you're going to hate me. You don't want nothing to do with me. But if you're willing to repent of your sin and do what God says, and then you start seeing the King answer your prayer, you're going to love what you learn from me, right?
Right?
Hey, it's fun walking in the kingdom. I love it. And what little you've walked in it already, you're beginning to love it too, ain't you, son?
Yes,
you're going to see God do a whole lot more in your life before you're through, ain't you?
Yes,
you're, how old are you, son?
38.
38. A young, I mean, just a whippersnapper. Is that right? On fire, a young whippersnapper, man. Get 38 years old, man, he's a ball of fire looking for some place to happen. You know, some place for God to use him. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. And that's what God likes, too. He wants these young men to get a hold of His Word. Wow. Just think. What if you and me had known all these things when we was 10 or 12?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.